welcome back on this Friday night. All right, we're going to do something very special for the next 2 hours. Without question, the dean on this planet of history is Jordan Maxwell. Jordan knows more about history than anyone I'll ever know, and probably anyone you'll ever know. He's been studying history for over 50 years and understands all the connections, how the dots line up, and who's doing the actual connecting. In this case, we have a conspiracy to deceive and defraud the world into believing that this coronavirus is a deadly issue, and that in the U.S. almost 600,000 are dead. It's all lies. It's lies. I just got a video from a gentleman in Australia showing outside stacks of alleged coronavirus dead. They're wrapped up in black plastic bags, and their feet are taped together, their ankles, just the dead bodies are stacked up. They're in black plastic. Well, then it shifts to the location where these people were actually put in the plastic, quite alive. And it's really funny because when they're stacked up outside, the camera pans up to the top, and one of them at the very top of the stack of dead bodies is smoking a cigarette. They're all alive. Or they're stuffed with just styrofoam and stacked up there. It's all a lie. And yes, there are some people who have died, but what have they died of? Did they die with coronavirus, or did they die because of it? The CDC has admitted that only 6% of the alleged dead in this country had only coronavirus when they died. All the rest, 94%, had comorbidity factors. So they died of diseases that people usually die of. Just normal death rates. They've proven that the death rate from 2019 to 2020 didn't change. Virtually identical in terms of percentages and averages. So there we go. Lying has been an integral part of the dominating control interests that are wielding such power over this planet. They have lied to people from the beginning. They have created great religions predicated on lies to keep people thinking that that was the truth, and they must feel comfort in embracing that truth. It's all a scam. And Jordan Maxwell knows better than anyone else all about it. He knows so much, it's overwhelming. And I've known Jordan for a long time. Are you there, Jordan? Can you hear me?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome. Welcome back.
I'm trying to find where I'm going to be able to show the pictures and talk about them. I have them in a PowerPoint presentation myself.
No. Here, very simple. Excuse me. Go to the homepage at rents.com. Real easy. Can you go there?
Yes, I can.
Okay. At the top of the homepage, on the left, you'll see a banner. And it's all about this. Let me pull it up here and give you the exact verbiage. All your pictures are here. They're all ready to go. You don't need a PowerPoint. We don't do PowerPoints. It's on the left. It says, tonight's guests, click here. It's a green framed banner. It says, the Jeff Rents program, tonight's guests, click here. Do you see it? It's right there on the left.
But I'm looking.
Just scroll down. You'll see the D's art piece at the top with all the skulls, and you'll count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 advertising banners. Very simple.
Yep.
And then on the left, you'll see Jeff Rents program, tonight's guests, click here. You can't miss it. It's right there.
I know.
Do you see it?
I'm looking right now.
Okay. All right, well, while you're looking, I'm going to do one thing here real quick.
Okay.
It's right there at the top. If you're on the site, you can't miss it.
I'm not on the site yet. I'm trying to find the site.
Rents.com.
Okay.
R-E-N-S-E, rents.com. There you go.
I know that. Okay.
Any luck?
Okay. I'm on wrench.com now, and I know where it is. So let me scroll down till I get to it.
Okay.
It's coming up.
All right. And you're scrolling down, which is
I'm
the only way most
down
people
right
scroll.
Now. I'm going through all of the people's names.
No names. There's just five ad banners.
All the different, people that you've had on, and there. I'm just going through all of it until I find myself.
No, you've gone too far. You've gone too far. You got to go back up. Go back up to the top. Let's just walk through this real easy. Go up to the top of the page. And do you see the big image with all the skulls, David D's art? You see it? Huge picture. Got it?
Yep.
Okay. Scroll down below that, and
now,
you'll see.
Are you seeing it on my screen?
No, I'm on my own screen.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where. Just so you can go to the page, you can do this. It's really easy. We'll get it. You look for five advertising banners. One, two, three. Three is Allison C. It's bright red. Four is Bio Superfood. Five is Oxy C. Do you see those banners?
Yes, you got a big... I'm going down on the left side. All
yeah,
the
but
way
you
down
went. You, okay,
myself.
It's right.
Okay,
it's
I'm
right
there.
Below.
I'm there at, on my own name on the left hand side. And
all right.
So
well, you have
now
to go back
do
up.
I go to?
You went too far. I'm here. Help me out. Just go back up to the top and just go step by step with me. This is really easy. Go up to the top. Look at the skulls.
Yeah, okay.
Now, go up below the skulls. You'll see Renew Your Life with Gresca's C60. That's the first banner. The second banner. Okay. Then the third banner is the red one, Allison C. You see that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I see
you
it.
See the fourth one, Bio Superfood?
Yep, I see that.
And then you see Oxy C, the fifth one?
That's right.
Okay, look right under the left where it says Oxy C, and you'll see a green framed banner.
Yeah.
And it says Jeff Rentz Program, Tonight's Guests. You see? Okay, click on Tonight's Guests.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
And what do you see? Do you see Friday?
Harry Cooper.
That's
and
it.
And then my own name.
There's your name. Okay. Now, right under your name, it says Everything Explained. See that?
Yes.
Click on Everything Explained.
Okay, I just did.
And all of your pictures will come up.
Okay, hold on. I got the world's slowest computer. So.
Well, it's Jordan, see, he has to crank it to make it operate. It's got a little electrical generator that he has to crank by hand. It's an old-fashioned one.
It seems that way, yeah.
All right, so that page auto-load pretty quickly.
Yeah, it does. Now it's loading.
Okay. And the top picture is the rising sun god Shamash. Or Shamash. You see that picture?
Yep, I sure do.
Okay, and what do you see below it? Mount Ararat?
The same identical picture, but much better. It's the roller seal of Mount Ararat.
Okay, good. Very good. All right, you got them all. And they're all on that page, trust me. So we'll start at the top. All right.
Yep.
Now, I'm going to rewind. Okay. Pretend like none of this happened. We're going to do a little magic here. Jordan Maxwell is with us tonight. Jordan has sent me about 8,000 pictures. Well, more like 80 pictures. And we have them all up on the homepage. So go to the guests, click. You all know where it is. It's right up the top there, Tonight's Guests. And then under Jordan's name, click on that and bring up all the images on that page. We're going to scroll right down through them. And are you ready to go, Jordan?
I'm ready to go.
Okay. Jordan is going to tell us everything we've ever wanted to know, and probably a lot of things we never wanted to know, because that's the kind of master of history he is. The first image is it's black and white, and it says on the left, as you can read, the rising sun god Shamash. is cutting his way through the mountains of the East on this green stone cuneiform cylinder seal showing the major solar deities of the Akkadian dynasty, which ruled in Mesopotamia from about 2350 to 2200 BC. Okay, what are we looking at here?
Well, now we're looking at on the right-hand side, it says the ancient Akkadian sun god Shamash is now the Old Testament god of Israel, who today is known as El Shaddai. Why
how did he get
telling
a,
you that? The more things
how did he get
change,
a promotion? He was promoted.
Yeah, he's got promoted. So now he's the Jewish god in Israel, the sun god. And his name is Ashkenazi. No, his name is...
That's okay. You can go with that. That's good.
Tetragrammaton is his name. Tetragrammaton. Right. And it's because it's the four word. Tetra is four. Gramma is a letter like A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
And Aton, A-T-O-N, is the Egyptian sun god. So today, Yahweh or Jehovah, the Jewish god of the Old Testament, is known as El Shaddai. The more we think, the more things we change, the more we stay the same. So the okay. point being is that the first one shows El Shaddai rising, the sun rising between two mountain peaks. Now we go to the next one. This is a better, far better picture.
Right.
We see the god rising again through the mountains of the east. And on the bottom, you will see an Egyptian rendition of the same picture, the Egyptian picture.
Uh-huh.
You keep that in mind. Now the next one, it says a very ancient world-class symbol of God in the world today is a sunrise between two mountains. And you will see, holy is my God.
Where's that picture taken? Any particular place, Jordan, that we should take note of where the sun comes up like that? Is that a special location?
This is out of Egypt, I think. Most of it's out of Egypt.
Okay.
But my point is that holy is my God, and fire in the minds of men is a book. And in the book, you will see on the inside of the first page, it says the history, and the name of the book is The Fire in the Minds of Men, The Origins of the Revolutionary Faith. It says that the history of modern revolutions is the story of people in the groups of ideas and beliefs. In this masterful work, James Billington, whose first book was The Icon and the Axe, it finally establishes him as both a formidable scholar and a sparkling storyteller. But in this book, Fire in the Minds of Men traces the course of the revolutionary faith from its earliest origins in occult Freemasonry to the allegedly scientific Marxism of today.
So who the Marxism hell calls Marxism scientific?
Yeah, scientific.
That's pretty Marxism. Funny.
Say it again.
I say that's pretty funny. Marxism scientific? It's another cult ideology.
It's about talking about the scientific information about Marxism of today is actually the old occult Freemasonry.
Mm-hmm.
So, the next picture.
When you say, Jordan, excuse me, when you say old occult Freemasonry, occult means hidden.
Yes.
Are you talking about in the early days, Freemasonry was a hidden theology or was a cult?
Cult or hidden theology.
And it was an occult. How's this?
Today.
An occult cult.
That picture you will see.
I like that.
The picture you will see, the page 6 of that book, Fire in the Minds of Men. And now under that, the next picture would be a blow up of an enlargement.
I see.
It says a recurrent mythic model for revolutionaries, early romantics, and the young Karl Marx. The Russians of Lenin's time was Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods for the use of mankind. So what this Promethean faith is that Prometheus was a god, and he supposedly went up into heaven and was listening to the gods in the heavens and what they were going to do, mm-hmm. and what they were about to do, and he brought that back down to the earth and told the humans what the gods were going to do. So it was the fire in the minds of men. Then it says the Promethean faith of revolutionaries resembled in many respects the general modern belief that science would lead men out of darkness into light. But there was a more pointed millennial assumption that on the new day that was dawning, the sun would never set. Early during the French Revolution, there developed in the French Revolution something called the solar myth of the revolution, mm-hmm. suggesting that the sun was rising on a new era, a new day. That word new day is very important, and I'll show you why.
Right.
That the new day, what was dawning, was the sun would never set. Early during the French Revolution was born the solar myth of the revolution, suggesting that the sun was rising on a new era in which darkness would vanish forever.
No, what a lie that was.
The image became implanted at a level of consciousness that simultaneously interpreted something real and produced a new reality. The new mm-hmm. reality they sought was radically secular and stringently simple. The idea was not the balanced complexity of the new American Federation, but the occult simplicity of its great seal, an all-seeing eye atop the pyramid over the word Novus Ordo Seclorum. So that's what says on the back of the dollar bill, Novus Ordo Seclorum, on the back of the American dollar bill.
Question.
Yeah.
Was Novus Ordo Seclorum on the back of the dollar bill before the Federal Reserve Act was passed on Christmas Eve by a traitorous, treasonous Congress on 2013? Was it on the bill before then, or was this something added after the Federal Reserve took over our currency?
I think it was probably added. I don't know the answer to that question, but I think it's probably added.
I would think. All right. Very good.
Okay. So now the next picture is a picture of Prometheus, the god who stole fire from heaven, and he brought it down to earth. And you're seeing the picture of Prometheus in front of the big building there?
Uh-huh.
That building is the Rockefeller Center, because David Rockefeller and all the Rockefeller family financed the World Communist Party. It was financed because the communists never had any money. They don't work, so they don't have anything. They don't own anything. So you have to feed them and promote them and send them money if you're going to have an enemy. So they have to have an enemy. You've got to have an enemy, because why would you have an army if you don't have an enemy? And so Rockefellers financed the Communist Party. They're not the only people that financed it, but they were one of the few that did.
Okay. So the people ice skating, Jordan, don't have a clue about Prometheus or any of this.
No idea in the world what that big statue is.
No.
The next picture is a little bit better picture, but the third one down, the next one down, is Prometheus, and it zooms in on the fire that he just stole from heaven. And that's the same, the next picture is the same recurrent mythic model for revolutionaries and early romantics. is the young Karl Marx and Russians of Lenin's time was Prometheus, who stole fire from the gods for the use of mankind. And the fire that Prometheus on the left is holding is the same fire that's on the back of the dime. It's the same fire the Statue of Liberty is holding. It's a fire of revolution. And now we go back to...
All right, hold on. I'm looking at the three picture set, Prometheus on the left with the fire, the dime in the center. I remember that as a little kid. And then on the right, the Statue of Liberty with the same fire. Did the French, when they carved that statue, put that up there for obviously occult and symbolic reasons, the torch?
Yeah, symbolic reasons to let you know America is the land of the Illuminati.
Got it.
And so now don't be surprised at what happens to our country, because you were founded by the Illuminati to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next one says, and I'm just going back over this, was one quote where it says, the millennial assumption that was on the new day that was dawning. So, again, that's very important, the new day. Now, on the next one is Masonic Orders of Fraternity by Manly Hall. Manly P. Hall was a very, very interesting man, because he never promoted any one religion. He just attempted to explain all religions and political societies. In his book called Masonic Orders of Fraternity, Manly P. Hall said this. He said, the direct descendant of the essential program of the esoteric schools was entrusted to groups already well-conditioned for the work. The guilds, trade unions, similar protective and benevolent societies had been internally strengthened by the introduction of a new learning. The advancement of the plan required the enlargement of the boundaries of the philosophic overstate. Now, he goes on to say, a world fraternity was needed, sustained by a deep and broad program of education according to the method. There it is again, the method. There is a method to the madness that's going on in America. The method is we've been programmed into accepting crap and garbage as light. And then it goes on to say, a world fraternity was needed, sustained by a deep and broad program of education according to the method. Such a fraternity could not immediately include all men, but it could unite the activities of certain kinds of men,
right,
regardless of their radical or racial religious beliefs or the nations in which they dwelt. These were, he said, Manly P. Hall said, these were the men of towardness, meaning they're working toward a goal. And these were the men of towardness, those mm-hmm. sons of tomorrow. And this is the important part, whose symbol was a blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. He goes on to say, while it is difficult to trace the elements of a pattern never intended to be obvious, the broad shape of a design is dimly apparent. The invisible empire. This is why New York is called the Empire State, because it's the invisible empire of world communism that's been working in America for so many years.
It sounds like a fire alarm is going off. Are you okay? What's that noise?
Yes, all right.
Do you hear that noise?
Can you
hear me? It's like, yes, there's an alarm going off of some kind. Now, did you hear it?
Not here. Not here. I'm not hearing anything.
Okay. That's strange. All right. Onward.
Then
he
goes on to say... Manly P. Hall said, while it is difficult to trace the elements of a pattern never intended to be, The broad shape of its design was dimly apparent, the Invisible Empire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next picture down shows the sunrise over the mountains of the east in North Korea.
That's the red dawn.
The sunrise over the mountains is a symbol of world communism. And there it is in North Korea.
Oh, okay. Well, somehow, dawn of the new day is a symbol for the rise of communism.
For Marxist-Leninist communism.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the sun is going to rise on a new world order soon, and it's going to take over the whole world. So everyone should get up and applaud and dance in the street and
wait. By all means.
And we can't wait till the new dawn comes.
Well, the new dawn is going to bring with it the extermination of 80% of the world's population or thereabouts.
Yeah, well, we've got to be happy about that.
Don't worry, be happy.
The Communist Party of India is a Marxist-Leninist symbol, Marxist-Communism. And what is the symbol? The sunrise over the mountains of the east.
Got it.
And the next one below it is the uprising in the Caribbean with Bob Marley and the Wailers. And you'll see what? Behind him, you will see the sun rising over the mountains of the east again.
So he was involved with this from the beginning, Bob Marley.
Oh, you can bet on it. Absolutely. He was, and he was part of the communizing of the people in the Caribbean.
Got it. Smoke dope, be happy, and don't worry about communism. I get it.
Don't worry about it. The next picture shows that these were the sons of tomorrow whose symbol was a blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. And what do you see on the stamp in Jerusalem? In Israel, you see the sun rising over the mountains of the east.
Well, where else do we see that sunrise? Where else?
Yeah.
On the Japanese naval flag of today and the Japanese war flag of World War II. Same thing.
Eastern Europe, all the countries that were taken over by the Communist Party have a sunrise behind the mountains. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see the next one down is the sunrise behind the mountain. The next one is Romania. Do you see the Romanian symbol?
No, I see a hammer and sickle. Is that what you're talking about?
What's the next one?
It's a round symbol, yeah. The round disc. Like, okay. There's Romania below that.
Romania.
I see it. It says state arms and Romania. I got it.
Okay.
And that's a big sunrise, yes.
The sunrise behind the mountains is the communist Mongolia. And the horse is running toward the great and beautiful sunrise of world communism in Mongolia.
I'd rather think of it as it's a sunset, Jordan. It's going down. Communism is going away. This is a much more palatable way to look at it. But I understand. You've always talked about that dawn of a new day with the sunrise coming up. And it's one of those, is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? I wish it were going down, but unfortunately, you're right. Now, they've been trumpeting this sunrise imagery for thousands of years, correct?
Of course, and I'm going to show that to you.
So
now the next one, under the communist Mongolia, the next picture is one of the Eastern European states that were taken over by the World Communist Party.
Okay.
And it's a little small country, so there's nothing to worry about, but there's the sun rising behind the mountains of the east and the red star and the hammer and the sickle. Beneath that is the sun rising over the mountains of the east again, and this is Armenian.
Hmm.
In Armenia, you'll see the sun rise over the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Go on to the next one. The next one is national emblems of Macedonia, and you'll see the sun rise behind the mountains. And there again is Armenia. in 1919 Armenia, they have a sunrise behind the two mountains of the east. There it is. So Armenia is a communist country. And now we go to other Eastern European countries and just quickly go through them and see the sunrise behind the mountains of the east on each one.
Okay. Hold on, Jordan, just a second. Todd, do you have any idea what that noise is? Email me and let me know. Okay, he has no idea. Okay, it's on Jordan's end, but we don't know how to fix it. So, all right. Jordan?
Yeah.
Excellent. We're going to stop right there for just a minute. We're going to take a break. Todd's going to reconnect with you and see if we can get rid of that fire alarm that's going off, which you can't hear. You'd be driven crazy already. Okay. So we're going to take a break and reconnect with Jordan and see if we can fix this. All right. Hold on a minute, gang. We'll be right back. Okay, and we are back. Now, I got a very nice note from Nehru Muhammad. He says that he read that those bodies were props and that the guy was having a smoke break. It was a video shoot, and they were preparing for some kind of a music video about the alleged pandemic. So that may be the answer for that. I'll put that video up for you. Thank you very much, Nehru, for that. Okay, back with Jordan and... We're looking at a very interesting compilation of the former small nation states in Eastern Europe, Western Soviet Union, that were taken under the aegis of the international Marxist, communist, Bolshevik, Zionist hegemony that rode Soviet Russia into the dirt for the better part of a century and resulted in the deaths of about 100 million people. Now, that said, since we know now that the pandemic is being run by essentially the same world global elite.
The same identical people that are financing the earliest rise of world
communism. That's right.
Are still doing their job that they have today to try and shut the world down under a world communist new world order.
So, well said.
Do you see the sunrise over the mountains of the east?
Yes, I do.
Okay. The next one is there's another one with the red star of communism and the sunrise over the mountains. And now you go to the next one. The blue background shows the mountains of the east and the sunrise. Do you see that particular symbol?
Hold on. I'm looking... for the blue background. Yes, I see it.
Right.
Yep, I got it.
Okay, now the next one is the Soviet Union. And the Soviet Union's official color is red, white, and blue. Isn't that interesting? Red, white, and blue for the Soviet Union. And you will see on their little tag, they see the sunrise over the mountains for the Soviet Union.
Describe that banner a little bit. Does that have the golden hammer and sickle in front of the sun rays coming up in the background with a red star above it? Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah. And you see the bullet?
Don't see the bullet. I see underneath it says something Stan SSR. Something Stan SSR. There's a lake there and a guy on a horse. Looking at the sunrise coming up with a red star at the top. The next one down has a red...
What about Helena Blavatsky's The Path magazine she put out?
All right, you may be way ahead of the... Oh, you're way ahead of us. Okay. Let's go back up and look at the one with the red star and the golden hammer and sickle in the yellow rays of the rising sun. There's a man on a horse, appears to be holding his right hand up, shielding his eyes, looking at the sunrise.
Okay.
That's what it looks like.
Now we
what
go
is
to
that?
The next one.
Okay, that's another country, one of those stands, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, whatever. It's Stan, SSR. Obviously, the Soviet Socialist Republics, SSR. Okay, next one is CSS, T-O-C-I-N.
The man on the horse with the blue background.
The man on the horse is, he's on a red background. There's another one. You're going fast here. Slow down just to drop. I want to go back to the one above that because it's got a tractor. It's got farm animals, has a big city, and it looks like a broadcast antenna next to that big city building, high rise.
Yeah.
And then the mountains and then the sunrise. And it looks like wheat on the right. Is that fascia on the right? The wheat?
No, it's just wheat.
Just agriculture. Okay.
But on the bottom, you'll see the hammer and the sickle.
Sure do. Right there. Okay, and the next one is a blue background, man on a rearing horse, black and white.
And sunrise behind the mountains.
Got it. Every one
All
of them
I wanted
the same.
To do was just show you that the sunrise behind the mountains is a symbol for world communism. So when you see the sunrise behind the mountains, just know that you're looking at a communist symbol. And here the next one. It shows you the red, white, and blue of the Soviet Union, and then their little emblem shows the sunrise behind the mountains. And there's a
sunrise behind the bullet. Yeah, sure.
Now go down beneath that one, and now you'll see again the red star and the Soviet communist sickle, and behind this little country, and you'll see the sunrise behind the mountains. You go to the next one, you see the path. Do you see that one? The International Official Organ of the Independent Theosophical Society?
Sure.
And what do you see in the middle?
Sunrise.
See the sunrise behind the mountains of the east. And then you see the Star of David and the Nazi swastika. Now the next one is
Wait a minute.
The,
no, hold on. I've got to look up a little higher. Okay. I see the swastika. I see the Star of David, six-pointed star, and there's a snake making the circle around it. Okay. Now that says the path was a magazine devoted to the theosophical message of Madame H.P. Blavatsky. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Good. Another sunrise.
Another
communist
Republic
front.
Of Japan.
Yeah.
The sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
Well, there it is again. That's what I was talking about earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the next picture beneath that is from one of the eastern countries, Malaysia. It is a sunrise behind the mountains of the east. And then beneath that is another Malaysian city or country. And it also has a sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
Are these common symbols, Jordan, these banners, or are they older?
No. They're common, yeah. They're used today.
They're contemporary, okay. Got it.
Contemporary symbols. And in Bolivia and South America, you'll see the sun rising behind the mountains. Well, that's nothing new. We know communism is rampant there.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Manly P. Hall's book again. The Manly P. Hall books of Orders of Fraternity. And on the bottom, you will see the Masonic Orders of Fraternity, and where he says, if you scroll down, whose symbol was the blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. While it was difficult to trace the elements of a pattern never intended to be obvious to start with, The broad shape of a design is dimly apparent, the invisible empire. So the invisible empire is a mountain. It's the sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
They actually expected people wouldn't notice this?
Yeah, nobody noticed. Nobody's noticed it. Nobody has noticed it. And if they have, they haven't said anything.
No.
These were the men of towardness, the sons of tomorrow, whose symbol was a blazing sun rising over the mountains of the east. So there we have, the next one down is the British Columbia symbol.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. And then we have the British Columbia, or the Columbia Broadcasting System, or the D.C., the District of Columbia, on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next picture is in Arizona. And there's the sunrise behind the mountains of the east in Arizona.
Shame
in
on
Nevada,
Arizona.
The next one beneath that is in Nevada. And you'll see that. And then we go to the next one, and that's in Montana. You'll see the sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
Yeah. Hold on a second. You're going through these fast. They're really interesting. The Nevada symbol is, it's not Nevada, it's Nevada. All right. That's a very subdued, not overly stylized sunrise, but it is there. And you notice the train going over the bridge. And then at the bottom it says, all for our country.
Isn't that wonderful? We'll have
makes
world
me feel good.
Symbol representing our beloved country.
Now these are current contemporary logos, we'll call them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then Montana, there's another. Montana has a sunrise over the mountains of the east.
Wow. Well, I'm not going to Montana. That did it.
And then you have the Royal Arms of Romania again, sunrise over the mountains of the east. And beneath that, you have another blue background with the horse racing toward the sun rising over the mountains of the east, the Communist Mongolia.
When were all these set up? In the 1800s, 1900s? All these
1800s. With the coming of world communism in the Soviet Union. Remember, the Soviet Union was called the USSR, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. This is why I am questioning the socialist systems we have today in America, like Facebook and all the other socialist communication systems.
Social media.
Built up in America.
Socialist media.
Social networks.
Socialist networks. Socialist media.
Networks.
Got it.
And so we're supposed to be so happy to join Facebook and give them your picture so they know what you look like.
They'll give
them
your whole life.
Where you live. Give them the exact address.
That's right.
So when they get ready
That's
to cut
right.
your head off, they'll know where to come. And then you can show all of your friends and who your friends are on Facebook. And the Jews that own Facebook are going to turn it over to the World Communist Party. And they're going to deal with you very soon. They've got your picture. They got your information. They know where you live. They know what you do for a living. They know who your friends are. And so everything is taken care of. If you are on the socialist network, they know who you are. And they know what you're doing.
Look how clever they were. They got everyone to build their own dossier on themselves in the computer database of the Soviet regime here, Soviet States of America. So we built our own dossier, our own surveillance grid.
That's right.
How clever. So it's like getting people to ask for the vaccine, Jordan. It's going to kill many of them. They did that with psychology, too.
Well, you know, can't help it because the people love it. They love to join socialist, communist networks. Never realizing for a moment what is coming is part of their doing. You join the socialist networks, and so you're a socialist yourself. So don't be surprised when you find out what they have in mind for you. Here's the great seal of the state of Ohio.
Hold on, I got another note here. Do you know, Jordan, that, and we would figure this out logically anyhow, but with the stimulus checks giving people help, and now with a lot of jobs open, they can't find enough employee applicants to fill the jobs because the people want to sit home on their asses and get their stimulus checks.
If you're a good
communist,
you're supposed to sit and let them
Takes away all initiative. Gone. Goodbye.
That's it. If you're a good communist and you've joined the socialist networks, then why don't you just stay home, put your mask on, stay 6 foot apart, and we hope you die. You're going to die real soon.
If you don't die, we're going to make sure you do.
They're going to make sure you die very soon. You're not working, you're not making any money, and you're not feeding yourself. And so the next picture down is the great seal of the state of Ohio. Do you see that?
Outrageous.
Okay. What's the next one?
The next one is Kansas.
Kansas. See the sunrise over the mountains?
Yeah, sure. What does ad astra per aspera mean? Any guesses? You up on your Latin?
No, it's all a bunch of crap.
That's what it means. This is all a bunch of crap. I'll bet it does. That's what it means. Okay. Yeah. It's a cute little drawing. Look at it. It's very clever. Purple mountains, majesty, sunrise coming up. How many stars in the sky there? Let me see if I can count them. 4, 8, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 28, 30, 32, 33 stars. 33 degrees.
Well, how appropriate.
Yeah, there it is.
So that's for Kansas. The next one below that is for Arizona. What do you see if it's not the man standing there with a shovel and a pick and you see the sunrise over the mountains of the east?
All these labor symbols, hammer and sickle, communism.
Symbol. Yeah. That's why you have to get out there and labor and make money.
Wow.
Your masters who own you.
All right. We'll do one more. The great seal of the state of Nevada. We're back here with Nevada. And that's a different one.
Yep, it's a different one.
But still, these drawings.
That, just keep going under. Just keep going.
Well, we have to take a break right now. We're going to stop. Jordan, hold on, please. We're going to stop with Nevada and take our break here at the top of the hour. We'll go through the next hour. We won't take a break, so we'll get all this done. There's plenty of time. All for our country, Nevada. Yeah. I wonder if, did all these, oh, there's a bunch of stars there too. I'll count these during the break. I wonder if these all had to be passed to a committee for approval before they rolled them out.
It has to be through a committee because that's what the word Soviet means. The very word Soviet means a small committee of unelected officials who decide what the law will be. They're not elected. They are communist agents. But they don't know anything about communism, so they'll never know. They just do what they're told to do, and then they make their money, and they go home, and they're happy. And everybody's
happy because they
got a job.
Happy.
No idea in the world what's really going on.
Nope. They got their smartphone and their big screen TV, and what the hell do they care? Hold on a minute. We're going to be right back with Mr. Jordan Maxwell, and we'll continue our tour of what the hell is going on out there. We'll be right back. Okay, here we are. We're doing a lot of things with Jordan Maxwell here. This has been quite an expose already. The great state of Kansas. I'm going to do something real quick. Jordan, how long did it take you to gather all these up, by the way, while I'm doing this?
I've been doing this for 60 years.
Oh, man. Thank God it pays well, huh?
Yeah.
Great seal.
Yeah, I get from the public is all I have in the world because I don't have anything. I've given my whole life to studying the occult world of symbols.
Right.
And so I know what the symbols mean, and they're on the state's symbols, not for any reason, but to let you know who is empowered in our country.
Yeah. Go ahead and do what I just did, friends. Type in seal of the great state of Kansas, for example, and you will see exactly what Jordan has presented to us. It's right there. The different color schemes here and there. But it's the same thing. So these aren't archaic, they're contemporary. All right. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Jordan, but I wanted to pass that along and get it out of the way. We are ready to proceed. We're back on the great state of Kansas, if you'd like, and we have a lot to get through, so go ahead and take it away.
Okay, well, now you're going to have to move a little quicker because we've got a lot of pictures that go through.
All right.
I'm looking at the yellow square that has the round blue on the state seal of Nevada.
That's Nevada.
That?
No. Hold on. Oh, I went too far. Let me go back. I've got a Nevada sticker that's yellow on the outside, all for our country. And above that is the U.S. Department of the Interior, March 3, 1879. And that's a sunrise with a communist red buffalo, a suspicious Zionist Bolshevik buffalo below the sunrise on the mountain. Let me go back. I have to go back further, yes?
Yeah, but just the one just above the state of Indiana.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, they snuck the Indiana state seal, 1816. That's when the state was incorporated. And they do use that term, by the way. And interestingly enough, it is a corporation. Well, think about that.
Of course it is. It's all incorporated. We're no longer the United States of America, because after the Civil War, we were anything but united. We were at war with each other, so we're not United States. Therefore, you are not a United States of American citizen.
See?
You are a corporate U.S. citizen.
How many times have I said the formerly United States of America? Formally,
right.
Okay.
Now it's the United States Corporation.
Got it.
You are a U.S. citizen, period, which means you have no rights. Only Americans have rights, but you don't have any rights. You are a member of a corporation. You either go to work and do what we tell you, or you're fired. You go home and make nothing.
And so you either take the shot, or you don't have a job anymore. That too.
You don't have a job anymore.
All right, there's Indiana.
Don't ask any questions and keep your mouth shut and act dumb. And
keep
go
your head
home
down.
And put your mask on and keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, and keep your head down and keep chewing. Cheap.
Yeah.
Seal of the state of Indiana. They snuck that little sunrise up, but it's right there. And another reddish, suspiciously reddish buffalo. Okay, and then the next one is the U.S. Department of Interior.
Underneath that, Department of the Interior.
Got it.
Okay. Now, underneath that, again, I go back to Nevada.
Or Nevada. They're right next to each other. Okay, go ahead.
Then the next one is
the
city of Santa Barbara.
Oh, God, my hometown. Oh, outrageous.
The sunrise behind the mountains.
Yeah, that's why I left.
The next one is the seal of the state of Alaska. You see the sunrise behind the mountains?
Boy, Santa Barbara is in big trouble. Yes, the seal of the state of Alaska. Got it.
Okay. Beneath that, the next one is Excelsior, which is a seal of New York State. Mm-hmm. And you'll see the sunrise behind the mountains.
Sure do. Yep.
Okay. Now
okay.
Next one is
two. There's two Excelsior New of New York's. They're both the same. Same sunrise okay. idea.
Okay. Now the next one is
Kansas.
The Great Seal of the State of New York is a sunrise Oops. Behind the mountains of the east.
I missed
it. Do you see it?
I do.
Now the next one is the Great Seal of the State of Kansas. Again,
now, I have a question.
Behind the mountains.
I have a question. The Great yeah. Seal of the State of New York, who are these women on each side of the sunrise with their hands holding up the eagle? Oh, no, one woman's holding up a sword?
Yep, one's holding up a sword. That's what they got, the sword of power over the world. And the other right. one is holding up a Phoenician symbol of a cap of...
Oh, that's an old one. It almost looks like an Egyptian thing that the pharaoh would hold.
Yeah.
Okay, good. New York.
What that cap means. It was called the Phrygian Cap of Liberty. There's a big story behind that, and it's full of sex and fun. Sexual symbolism.
Sex, fun, and rock and roll.
Beneath that is, again, New York.
Okay.
Okay, and New York is a symbol of the sun behind the mountains of the east.
Then we go to Kansas next.
Then next one, and then we go to another one. We've seen that one again. And now you go back to Kansas. And now we go to, in Islam, in Islamic world, they have nothing to do with us except they also bought into the whole idea of the sunrise behind the mountains. It's a symbol for the World Communist Party and those poor, poor people who are following the Islamic God of the Moon are also being led by the New World Order, the sunrise behind the mountains of the East. They have no idea in the world. The next one after that is the Arab Federation.
Right.
And see with the Arab Federation, the
yeah,
sun
yeah,
rocks
got it.
Behind the
mountains. They got it there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now we're back to the roller picture. Seal. Right.
The roller seal of Mount Ararat. And this uh-huh. is going to be very important. So watch what's going to happen. You see the bottom right hand side shows the Egyptian symbol that you are seeing on the roller seal of Mount Ararat. You'll see the sun rising behind the two mountains.
Got it.
Okay, now watch. The next one is going to be sunrise over the mountains on Google. The next one is the sunrise over the mountains on Apple. The next yeah. one is sunrise over the mountains on Microsoft. The next one is sunrise over the mountains for Samsung. The next one is sunrise over the mountains for Twitter. Another socialist network, Twitter. So you can go out and Twitter yourself. And here's sunrise over the mountains on Facebook. Sunrise over the mountains on the LG G4. Sunrise over the mountains. And now the next one is a quote. Beneath that is a quote that we've read before where I show you that it was called a new day of that was dawning. The sun would never set. Early during the French Revolution, which was a communist revolution, was born the solar myth of the revolution on the new day that was dawning.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the next picture is the 1923. The present artistic rendition dates from the 19th of August in 1955. And what do you see? The Soviet coat of arms graphically presents the dawn of a new day for the entire world. They're going to take over the whole world with their communist revolution.
See the sun
rise? And beneath that,
you
see
the
dawn of a new day with Hillary, Marxist, Leninist, communist traitor, Hillary Clinton. Who wants to be president of the new communist regime. And then her boss is going to be the new day in America with Barack Obama.
Well, he's still running things now, the Biden administration. Of course, Obama is not the last man on the totem pole, but he is running this administration under orders. That's
because he's working directly for the new day that's dawning. Mm-hmm. And so is Miss Hillary Clinton. The dawn of a new day for Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, his party is ecstatic over the 08 election results. Now on the web, you'll see news of the Obamas and the new day. Obama's new day.
Oh, did you see, Jordan, this is important. Hold on. Under the new day with Hillary on the right, Clinton in 08, Communist Party ecstatic over 08 election results. Below that it says, Voice of Marxism announces hard work is just beginning.
That's
so
right.
in 08, they knew this was all coming down. What we have, go ahead.
We're going to take over the whole lousy world. Everybody's going to die. If you don't walk, if you don't crawl on your knees to your masters of the dawn of a new day, you're going to die. So here it is on the web, Barack Obama and the new day. And then you'll see the sunrise and the new day is dawning on the sunrise over America. And the next picture shows all of the knuckle-dragging airheads and dingbats of the world celebrating the election of Barack Obama, the old B.O., with a new day in America. They're crying, they're tears, they just can't wait for the dawning of a new day for America. They can't wait. And so...
You know what they're doing? They're celebrating their own demise in advance.
They're celebrating their own destruction. They're celebrating it. They can't wait.
Right. They have no idea what's coming.
A new day dawns on our country. Yeah.
There it is. A new day dawns on our country. November 5th, 2008.
And then we got now Ralph Nader, A New Day for America. And beneath that, you've got the Spider-Man's Brand New Day.
So the theme is never ending, the theme. It's just not ending. Yeah. It's gone through and permeates everything.
Everything. Then, and the next picture is for the 1939 New York's World Fair.
Mm-hmm.
That cost a lot of money to have the New York World's Fair in 1939. And in the New York World's Fair, it was said the sun was rising through the gray till the dawn of a new day. And it says, hail the dawn of a new day in their advertisement. So therefore,
this is interesting.
The World's Fair in 1939 was put on by the same people that financed the World Communist Party.
I wonder
that's
who they might
money
be.
Came from.
And who might they be, Jordan?
Yeah.
Never mind. Okay, we all know who runs the money. In 1939, Americans stood, and they brag about it, Americans stood poised on an edge of history, weary from the depression of the 30s and leery of a pending war in Europe, Americans sought a much-needed respite. The temporary relief came in the form of the New York World's Fair. The Gershwins, in their theme song for the fair, said it best when they wrote, see the sun through the gray. It's the dawn of a new day. The Gershwins.
That's wonderful. And that's why everybody was in the streets of New York with tears in their eyes. They couldn't wait to crawl on their knees to their Soviet communist masters. And they're so profoundly ignorant and ill-informed, and it's only for somebody like me who spent 60 years looking at this stuff to understand what's actually happening to America. All right, the next picture.
And now what are they doing? They're rolling up their sleeves for their execution shots.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Okay.
I know.
Deutschland.
The next picture shows a Soviet communist or the Nazi symbol with the Nazi eagle.
Yeah.
And you'll see on the left-hand side of the Nazi symbol, the sun rising over the mountains of the east. Then beneath that, with the blue background, you'll see the two Nazi symbols. There's a Nazi on the left, shows the eagle, and he's sitting on the circle with the swastika. And what do you see in the middle? You see the sun rising over the mountains of the east. And on the right-hand side, you'll see the Nazi movement with the sun rising over the mountains of the east. Beneath that, Germany can be saved by the dictatorship of the national will and the determination to take action. Adolf Hitler said, "My fellow Germans, awaken. A new day is dawning." Even Adolf Hitler, the old Marxist-Leninist communist Nazi Führer, had a German people believe the scam, Vatican, British bullshit, and it worked for a little while. Again, he wrote, "Germany can be saved only by a dictatorship of the rational and national and the determination to take action. The fellow Germans," he said, "awaken. A new day is dawning."
Then Hold on. Who is worse? Churchill the Butcher, Bomber Harris the Butcher, FDR the Butcher, Stalin the Mega Ultra Butcher, or Adolf Hitler, who was literally recognizing that communism was the real enemy? 9 out of 10 German troops fought against the Soviet hordes in the East. That's where the World War II battles were fought, not in the West. It was all in the East. So if Hitler had won and defeated Marxist communism in the Soviet Union and liberated Russia to become Russia again, what kind of a world would it be now? Better, different, or the same?
I would basically say probably the same. You're still going to die soon with your mask on and playing stupid. Put your mask on and go home and keep your mouth shut. We hope you die.
I saw somebody in a car today, and I saw somebody jogging with a mask on today. These people are crazy.
That's good.
They're just crazy. All right, next.
And here in St. Peter's Basilica, the Pope, the next picture, the Pope calls for a new world order.
Yeah. No,
and
here
is a picture
phony
of
as a day
celebrating
is long.
The World Day of Peace.
Right.
Peace, the communist, does not mean putting down your arms and living in peace. No, peace means when you're raping a young girl, if she's fighting you, but she gives up. But when she gives up, now you will have peace. You can rape her without any fighting. So now you'll have peace. And so that's what the peace is all about. So the Pope calls for a new order of peace.
Well, that's a fraternity of pedophiles and always has been.
Yeah. So the next picture is the presence. Artistic rendition dates from August 19th of 55. You see the Soviet coat of arms, the left, graphically presents the dawn of a new day for the entire world.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Judaism, a Judica, sunrise in the Torah.
Mm-hmm.
The picture mm-hmm. next to that was the sun worship at Jerusalem Temple.
Mm-hmm.
Then it would say, in the churches and religion in general, a global spiritual communism with the sunrise of the Aton. This is why it's called Tetragram Aton.
Well, it's over Aton's head in this one, global spiritual communism. It's above, shining down. So it has risen, and he is in charge.
Yes, risen.
Or it is in charge.
Aton is risen. This is why God's Son is S-O-N, which is a Germanic spelling. Now go out, and the next one is the incoming world government, is God's kingdom. There's a sun of tomorrow whose symbol was a blazing sun rising over the mountains. And you'll see the sun rising over the mountains in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Next one is a Christian challenger. You'll see the sun rise behind the mountains of the east.
Wow. It's there everywhere.
Outdoor church, sun mm-hmm. rising behind the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Sunrise behind the mountains. And here's the father showing his wife and children. The son will be invited to bow down on your knees and kiss the ass of the International World Communist Party. And the mother and her children are watching the coming of the world communist symbol of the dawn of a new day. I see the sun rising on a beautiful new day. A beautiful new spirit in the country, a comment to the future. That was Jimmy Carter's in Plains, Georgia, when he was at dawn of November 1976. He said, "I see the sun rising on a beautiful new day." Jimmy Carter. Well, who could forget old Jimmy?
No,
Jimmy
not me.
Was a national, international communist. And today we support him, and so happy to see the dawn of a new day. Next picture shows on CNN has a new news program during the day. It's called A New Day in the intro.
That's good.
And the new day is in a red square. Beneath that, red square is in Wikipedia, which is a symbol for the center in Moscow for red square. Well, that's what the red square represents on CNN, a red square. Mm-hmm. The new day that was dawning for America. So there it is again, the dawn of a new day for the world. And over here it says, nearly a dozen big Republican donors backing different presidential candidates are coming together to help fund an advertising campaign attacking the frontrunner Donald Trump, who faced sharp criticism from rivals this week for his inflammatory comments about Muslims. Matt David, spokesman for the group planning the attack, a super PAC alleged dawn of a new day for Americans. And on the very bottom it says, he said in addition to being Trump, the Trump attack adds a new day for America. Now the next picture is interesting. 1848, Karl Marx, Friedrich Engels wrote the Communist Manifesto. In fact, they did not write the Communist Manifesto. I'll tell you who did later. But it shows a picture of old airhead demonic Karl Marx, the inventor of communism. And Karl Marx said, in the picture, it says Karl Marx said that the society to change into a communist way of living, there would have to be a transitional period. So Karl Marx said, remember, that there's for society to change into a communist way of living, there mm-hmm. would have to be a sensational or a transitional period. Well, beneath them, the old communist himself, change you can believe in. The change is from American into a communist world system.
And that's so Barack Obama, Jordan, is talking about. Remember how he kept pushing the word change? Change. Change. That was it. Change from, a reasonable facsimile of a democratic republic to an out-and-out communist hellhouse. That's what we're headed toward.
Exactly. And then Hitler and the Discovery Channel had a video called the whole story Hitler, And it said on the back of the video, it says, for the nation in darkness, it was the promise of a new dawn for the failed artists. It was a choice for change mm-hmm. in history.
So well, interestingly enough, the whole World War One, World War Two was the same war, was fought against the German people and their creativity and their ingenuity and their explosive growth in all areas, from science to the arts to music. Didn't matter. The British crown couldn't have this. So Germany was put to war twice, and then given, after World War One, the Treaty of Versailles, which guaranteed World War Two. Hitler did not like communism. He drove them out of Germany in the 20s. We all know this. It's a fact. They left. Yeah. He won. He said, Germany for Germans. It didn't mean nobody else could come in. He meant Germany not for communists, for Germans. Yeah. And I find very little fault with much of what he did. That's my opinion. I'm not speaking for Jordan. There's a documentary out there called The Greatest Story Never Told, and it's must viewing if you want to really understand what was going on there. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's clean. But I'll tell you right now, the biggest butcher ever, Jordan, who was the biggest butcher ever in our time? Joseph Stalin.
Yeah.
No question.
Millions and millions of people.
100. Maybe 100. Okay. The dawn of a new day. Communist crap is not new, of course.
No.
Go ahead.
The dawn of a new day. The second one. You see the light bulb? The dawn of a new day?
I sure do.
Okay.
That's the World's Fair in 1939-40.
Beneath that, the advertisement for the World's Fair was the dawn of a new day, 1939.
Wow.
9.5 mystics, the Kabbalah today. Uh-huh. And in Kabbalah today, chapter 9 says, the way of one who was caught between the suns of a dying and a dawning new day. And the Christian church is very important. The Christian church, of course, have been spreading this demonic bullshit for years. It says, socialism as dreamed by Karl Marx could not be entirely brought about by the comprehensive system of state ownership and by mm-hmm. the leveling of wealth if it were done without the spiritual leveling. The result would largely be the same as you suggest. So here is the Christian teachings, with the very first radio show for the morning is the New Day for America. Christian teachings. Now watch this. The New Day Community Church, the sun rising behind the mountain. The New Day Community Church of the Nazarene, there's a new day dawning.
I got it.
There it is, Christianity with the sunrise behind the mountains of the east.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new day Christian church, the new day church.
Well, Joseph McCarthy, Jordan, Joseph McCarthy was not wrong at all. He was attempting to expose the communist threat to overthrow this country. And they eventually murdered him, we think. But he was right.
He was right. And today I'm proving it. Today you have the Sunrise Church. It's a new day with the sunrise.
And the only person ever to successfully drive communism and all its malignant geopolitical roots out of a country was Adolf Hitler in the 20s and 30s. The German people did it. They rejected communism and they threw them out. You think of the debauchery in the 20s in Germany in the Weimar days. And look what happened. In the 30s, the communists were gone, and Germany was surging, and it had to be destroyed. So there you go.
There is a Christian symbol in the circle with the sun rising behind the mountains of the east.
Right. And don't forget one other thing, Jordan.
World War II was, church.
World War II was fought to preserve communism.
That's
Remember
right.
That.
That's exactly right. And the Grand New Day, which is, shows all the tens of thousands of people in the big mega churches in America, the big mega churches.
Right.
And there's a new day dawning, the brand new day, the sun behind
the
mountains.
It's absolutely everywhere.
It's everywhere.
This is communism.
Your daily Bible study. Your daily Bible study. We want to pay attention to this one. The daily Bible study is the dawn of a new day. Today, Christian Church, new day.
So communism co-opted. Excuse me, Jordan. Communism co-opted the good parts. We'll just keep it simple of Christianity. And perverted it and corrupted it and turned it into a ruthless weapon of oppression and control and death. That's what they did with it.
Well, that's pretty smart.
Yes, it is.
I mean, if you're at war with a country, then you might as well destroy it. So
yeah.
That's what they are doing. They're destroying everything. Now, behind that, after that, you'll see the New Day Christian Church. And the New Day
Christian
News.
Fellowship. Yeah.
And then the song, The Brand New Day, was an album that was produced by a Christian girl. And it's called The Brand New Day, featuring 12 original songs, including The Brand New Day, as well as Proverbs 31.
That was 2008.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
Pentecostal.
This is really this. They've done a very good job of putting this in so many places and in so many formats that people don't even notice it. It just blends into the background.
They don't even see it. They
Incredible.
Are the New Day Christian Church.
Mm-hmm.
And go through and look at all the other pictures of the Brand New Day Christian Church. Christian Church. The New Day Baptist Church. The New Day Christian Church. A New Day Church. A New Day Community Church. And here's a New Day Church for people like you who are knuckle draggers and ignorant and ill-informed and never learned how to read and don't think. And they wear their mask, and they go home, and they shut up, and they wear their little silly mask, and they hope
they'll
die pretty soon.
And now many of them in China are bending over to get their anal swab tests. How's that one? True story.
There's a New Day Fellowship Church, New Day Community Church. And then with the blue background, you see the woman, and it's the welcome to the New Day Church. She is leading the worship of a new dawn, of a new day in America. And all of the Christians who love the Lord are following her example to worship God in the dawn of a new day.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other pictures of the New Day Church, New Day leadership. New Day Church is on Twitter. I wonder why. It's on Twitter, the New Day Church. The Christian Church is a New Day Church for people like you. The New Day Christian Church. Now, here is something that's interesting. I want you to listen to this. This is the original miniseries V. If you remember V, many years ago, was an NBC miniseries. It was on television every night for about a week. It was a big television series called V. V stands for victory. This was the emblem sign that gets spray painted over posters of alien race that have come to the earth and is used as a sign of rebellion for those who stand against the aliens. Aliens, reptilian in form, the aliens disguise themselves as humans in order to put them off their guard. They claim that they are in need of a chemical substance on their planet, and they ask for our help to produce it. In return, they offer to teach us about their arrangements in science and technology. Little to the humans' knowledge, the reptilians are in fact stealing our water and cryogenically freezing humans to transport them to their planet as food. The series centers on the efforts of a journalist named Michael Donovan and a group of rebel fighters who try to save the planet from the fighting against the alien residents.
The reptilians.
And here we have the new V. And ABC has released a new preview of V.
So is this a new version? Is this a remake, a new one? Or is this just a re-release of the original?
This is a brand new. This was ABC. The first one was on NBC. This one's on ABC. And it says, ABC has released this full new video of V, which is a re-imaging of the 1980s miniseries about the world's first computer encounter with an alien race, in which the aliens call themselves the Visitors. And they have seemingly friendly agenda that may or may not be the cover for something malevolent.
Well, so this here's the deal.
It's a remaking.
What you're seeing now over the last 6 months is what appears to be the end of the most insulting, asinine cover-up that I can remember. And that cover-up is the simple fact that we're being visited all the time by off-planet intelligent beings, many of whom actually live here on this planet with us. Aliens, ETs, whatever you want to call them, the Visitors. They're here. Yep. That's being it's being unraveled right now. This lie, this cover-up is being put to sleep. They just yesterday announced that the latest video a year ago, not 14 years ago, a year ago, of three triangular or pyramidal crafts that were over a U.S. naval warship just a year ago. They say the Pentagon, it's a real film. We don't know what it is. So there again, they've actually admitted that the whole UFO cover-up was stupid, and it's over, and it's done. So they're getting us ready here for potentially what Henry Kissinger talked about in the 70s, and that is a bogus or orchestrated attack, a fake attack on this planet by an off-planet intelligence to make all humans grovel and beg to be saved by their controllers here on Earth.
Don't forget your mask. Put your mask on and go home and keep your mouth shut, and we
That's
hope
right.
you will die soon. So just go home with your mask and put your silly-ass mask on. We hope you will die and starve to death.
And don't get tested every... You got to be tested at least once a week. And you need your monthly booster shot. Don't forget about that.
That's right. Because we're tired of looking at you. You're getting old and you're worthless and we're tired of looking at you. It's about time we get rid of you.
That's right.
Because the dawn of a new day. But this was a very important point I wanted to make. ABC has released a new video last year.
A new program. A reimagining, as they say, of the 1980s miniseries. Okay. This is programming. It's mass mind control. It's what it is.
Yeah. So now you see the preview now online. ABC has released this new preview of V, which is a reimagining of the 1980 miniseries about the world's first encounter with an alien race. in which the aliens call themselves the visitors. And they seem to be seemingly a friendly agenda that may or may not cover what they're actually doing. And then it says, in the TV series, the so-called visitors distribute a booklet explaining what their mission on Earth is. And here is their mission on Earth booklet. The dawn of a new day is what the aliens are giving to us today. They are collecting the human race together because they're going to eat everybody. They're going to get rid of everybody. So
protein.
It's the dawn of a new day.
Protein.
Yeah. America and the New World Order. Building a new world. Change into a communist and the change into a communist society. And they can't wait for old B.O. because old B.O. is going to bring about the change of we can believe in. I can't tell you what I think of old B.O. bringing bullshit communism to America. And all the people just love him.
Remember what that woman said? That one woman, black woman, she says, he's going to pay my mortgage. He's going to give me a cell phone.
That's
called handouts. That's socialism. That's communism. So anyway, people always want, if they have to work or they can get it free, what are they going to choose? Most will choose to get it free. And that's the lie of socialism. Nothing works that way. It's always failed.
That's why the communists have to be financed. You got to get the big guys with the big money and the big cities to send them money. Because they don't work and they can't do anything. They're ignorant and ill-informed. They can't produce anything to make any money. So you have to finance them if you want them around. So that's what the Rockefellers have done. They've sent them millions and millions of dollars over the years. Now, the next picture I want you to see is the picture with Hitler with his raised fist. You see that picture?
Sure.
Okay, and then beneath that is old B.O., B.O., Barack Obama, with his fist. And then beneath that, we're here with the American zombie. We're here, we're dead, so get used to it.
Somehow I missed that one. Yeah.
We're all dead, we're all dying, we're all dead, so get used to it.
Get used to it. And there's Debbie Wasserman giving the clenched fist salute. Little Debbie, former Democratic National Committee chairwoman, or chair whatever she is.
A little Jewish girl giving a Nazi fascist symbol.
Funniest thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a 25-cent piece. Or is that a silver dollar? Whatever it is.
Silver dollar, whatever it is.
Miss Liberty walking to the dawn of a new day. Look at that. Right there.
Miss Liberty is walking towards the sunrise on the mountains of the dawn of a new day. So we're all socialists now. Newsweek magazine said we're all socialists now. That's what socialism is in the everyday language.
Yep. Yep.
49 million directly linked, the death directly linked to Stalin.
Oh, it could be double that. Nobody even knows. But let's just say even 50 million. All right.
So the next picture is where you can flush your hope.
Yeah. Goodbye. Who is really behind this world communism plot to destroy civilization around the world?
The men in black.
And there they are.
The Vatican secret mafia. They're called the Jesuits. Jesuits. Purveyors of world violence since 1540. The Jesuits have been working behind the world of government and religion to lead the whole world into a world of violence. The Jesuit conspiracy is a secret plan of the order.
What is the order, Jordan? Briefly, the order. What is it? The Jesuit order?
It's a Jesuit order. Mm-hmm. It's called the order. It's the crosswords, Barbillon, danger in the Vatican. The sons of Loyola are called Jesuits, and their plans for world domination, or dominion. It's a Jesuit organization.
How do we rank the Jesuits and international Zionist Jewry?
That is exactly what they're working for, as the international Zionist plot on the world scene for a world communist nation, a world government, mm-hmm. of a new world order. And they are working for, you must understand the picture with Churchill. It says, you must understand that this war is not against Hitler or National Socialism, but against the strength of the German people, which is to be smashed once and for all, regardless of whether it is in the hands of Hitler or the Jesuit priest.
I want to commend you for bringing that quote up. This is a critically important issue. It was in Winston Churchill's biography, in which he said, the war had nothing to do with National Socialism or Adolf Hitler. It was about destroying Germany and the German people. I'll read this quote again real quick. You must understand that this war is not against Hitler or National Socialism, but against the strength of the German people, which is to be smashed once and for all, regardless of whether it is in the hands of Hitler or a Jesuit priest. End quote. Winston Churchill. There you go.
Right. And Abraham Lincoln said, I feel more and more every day that it is not against the Americans of the South alone I am fighting. It is more against the Pope of Rome, his perfidious Jesuits and their blind and bloodthirsty slaves. Abraham Lincoln to
wow.
Charles Tenequay.
Yeah, he knew. I don't care for Lincoln, but he at least admitted that there was more to this than meets the eye.
That's right. There's always more. And when you see in Watergate, remember Watergate? Three Jesuits in the downfall of a president at Watergate. Images of Nixon and his Jesuit priest.
You know what's amazing, Jordan? Nixon was a Cub Scout compared to the criminality we see today. He was nothing compared to the monumental crime going on. Just incredible. We have some more pictures, and I hope all of you take a look down there and enjoy them. We'll have Jordan back on again soon, and maybe we'll go through the rest of these in a little bit more detail. But this is very serious information, and you'll get it from nowhere else but Jordan Maxwell. So, Jordan, maybe we'll bring you back on next week for another hour, and we'll wrap up these pictures.
I got news for you. I have some more stuff that this is just the beginning. I want to show you the nuts and bolts of how this whole system that we live under was put together. And believe me, you have never heard such a story in your whole life. I have documents and pictures that you will not believe. They are on my research website. So if you go to Jordan Maxwell's show, always put in the word show, and that's my website, jordanmaxwellshow.com. And then you will see on the home page an advertisement to join my research website. Go on the research website, and there's going to be documents there that you've never seen before and never heard of before. That's going to tell you some things that you are not going to believe. the U.S. government has been involved with the Marxist, Leninist, Communist, and the Nazi movement for many, many years. And so you're not going to believe this. That's why the Pope is called the Holy Father, because he speaks for God. He's the Italian Godfather. And so what you need to do is go on my website to Jordan Maxwell Show and go to my research. And where down here it says, the Jesuits were organized by a religious zealot named Ignatius Loyola. They have been identified as the controllers behind the U.S. government. They are themselves merely a lieutenants of the cult of Aton, the sun god. The image of their emblem leaves no doubt as to who they are serving and what their agenda is. The symbol as of the Jesuits is a round sun, sunburst. So what I'm saying is that if you want to really know, and if you have the kind of a mind that you can take in information and distill it, then go on my website and you will see Jordan Maxwell Show. And on the first page is an advertisement saying join the Jordan Maxwell Research website. And I am telling you,